Wrestling Radio, LockerRoomHQ.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, this is Dirt, your host today for Wrestling Radio here in Locker Room HQ, part of the Pop Culture Network. And you can probably tell by the sound of my voice that I have a bit of a sore throat this morning. Went out last night, had a good time, had a lot of fun. We recorded an episode of Comaholics, and that will be up on ineedcomics.com, part of the Pop Culture Network, sometime in the next couple of days. You know, we recorded an hour and 15-minute podcast about the comics we were reviewing. And then we turned off the computer. We still had some more beer, and we sat there for another, oh gosh, 1, 2, 3.5 hours thereabouts. So my voice is going today, so this won't be a super long episode. But we do have a few things to talk about before we get into our recap of SmackDown. Among other things, there was a TNA pay-per-view last night, which, oh my gosh, this pay-per-view started out decent, actually got pretty good, and then just fell right into the toilet. One thing I will say, though, is that Team 3D, the Dudley Boys, had a tag team match with the Motor City Machine Guns, and it was fantastic. Team 3D is, you know, maybe it's because I have low expectations of Team 3D, but I usually have high expectations for the Motor City Machine Guns. But the four of them working together in this match wasn't really anything I was looking forward to, and they had a fine, fine match. In fact, that's one of those matches worth probably seeking out. You probably want to see that at some point. That was actually very good. But, you know, really, other than that, the opening match was okay. The women's match started out okay, but then had a lot of problems towards the end. The tag match was fine, but then everything else on the card was just terrible. Just awful. And I really don't want to get too much into it because it's kind of depressing when you think about everything that TNA could have going for it, and instead they don't because they just, I don't know, flush all their goodwill down the toilet. But that being said, Sabu is gone from TNA. His contract ran out. He was running around telling everybody last week how pissed off he was that he was getting released because the booking team creative, you know, just basically gave him that whole, well, we don't really have anything for you, so you're going to get fired and we're going to let you go. See ya. And so he was really upset about that. He was having a good time there in TNA, but he is gone. As far as really other big news for WWE, I don't know that there is anything. Of course, Linda McMahon lost her Senate race, but it ended up being something like 53-46%, which really, if you think about it, someone with, you know, how much charisma does Linda McMahon have, you know, honestly? And people say, well, she spent all of that money. She spent $50 million, you know, trying to get this Senate seat, didn't get the Senate seat. But she also didn't take any special interest money, basically, you could call it. So she would take donations from individuals. A normal person could make a donation to her cause, but a group, you know, Citizens for Change, or, you know, a Labor Ready, or AFSCME, or, you know, any type of group, any type of political action committee, she would not take their money. And so, you know, you could say, boy, she spent a whole lot of money, but when you're not taking corporate money, it does take a lot of money to run a campaign. So I think she did fairly good considering she got 46-53. I really didn't expect her to win. I don't think really a whole lot of people did. So not really that surprising. But she did lose, so I'm sure we're going to have some more goofy skits about senators. We're going to see a lot of corrupt politicians. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, in the next, I don't know, 3 months, we see some guy called up out of Florida. They put him in a suit, looks a lot like IRS, and they call him, you know, Senator Brown, and he's going to be the new character on Raw or something like that. I'm just, you know, I shudder to think that that's what'll happen, but I'm pretty sure that's what'll happen. All right, that's enough of the random stuff. Let's talk about Friday Night SmackDown. SmackDown was a pretty good show. This was actually one of those shows where everything on it was, well, just about everything on it was logical. It set up for something else down the line, made sense. You know, you can argue that having the world championship on a guy like Kane and having Kane your top guy in the company is a mistake. And yeah, I could agree with you on that, but seeing as how that's what they've done, and that's where he is, and that's what they're working with, they've put together some great stuff. And I have to say, SmackDown, this was, just an all-around great show this week. So, show opened with Edge versus Alberto Del Rio, and had a nice little opening match, did a lot of fun stuff. They really had a good back-and-forth match. Del Rio is some guy they're shooting straight to the top, and, letting him have this match with Edge, really came across well. But before they could get to the point where either one was able to, come across as more powerful than the other, suddenly they had the Nexus come running out. There was no John Cena or Wade Barrett. It was basically everybody else. And so David Otunga became the spokesperson. I'm almost wondering if this is going to lead to an angle where, because there is no Cena and because there was no Wade Barrett and Otunga is the guy talking, that on Raw we're going to find out that Wade Barrett had no idea that this was happening. And this was all Otunga's idea, leading into, the fight between those two guys. But regardless, that is what happened. So Otunga grabs the mic, just basically talks, the same random type of crap. He said, they took over SmackDown before, so they're just back to kind of continue to show their dominance. And they had thrown Del Rio and Edge both out of the ring, and so they were standing there and saying, they're here to dominate because you're either Nexus or you're against us. Just basically set it up for someone to come running out of the back, and who should come out but the Big Show. And Big Show walks about, quarter of the way, half the way down the ramp, and then he just kind of stops. And he's standing, staring at Nexus, and Rey Mysterio's music hits. And Rey Mysterio comes down, and he walks down, and he stands next to Big Show, and he stops. And then Kane's music hits. And then Kane just basically comes walking down and just ignores the other two guys, just plows headfirst into the ring. And so you have Big Show, Rey Mysterio, and Kane beating up on the Nexus guys. Edge and Del Rio both jump in the ring and help take out the Nexus guys. And they basically dump all the Nexus out, and they go to a commercial, come back, and Teddy Long lets everybody know that tonight it will be a big tag match. It will be Nexus versus Kane, Del Rio, Big Show, Edge, and Rey Mysterio. So that's your main event. So they, basically opened up with a decent match, Edge versus Del Rio. They decided to hold off. They didn't want to. I mean, that's a big match. Think about it. Those are two big guys. They could have a pay-per-view feud down the road. And so having them, just basically give away a match right now doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. So having them kind of hold off on it, I'm fine with that, even though I usually hate these kind of schmoz-type endings on matches. That was okay. Let's see here. They had Dolph Ziggler. They showed some footage from NXT where he was kind of getting a little something-something with Caitlyn, and Vicky was getting upset. They had a fun little match with Dolph Ziggler and JTG. It wasn't anything too great. JTG, I don't know, he just kind of lost something in the last year. But Dolph Ziggler, he hit him with the zigzag, and then lifted his shoulder up on the count so that he could put him into the sleeper and get the sleeper submission that way. So Dolph Ziggler, just kind of showing off, his ability. They had Caitlyn and Vicky down both at ringside, and Vicky was basically trying to hold Caitlyn back. And Dolph was, trying to keep Caitlyn away, just kind of like, you got to keep this on the down low, whatever. And so Vicky and Caitlyn just started brawling, had a cat fight, and Ziggler was trying to work with the referee to tear him apart. We go to the back, and Hornswoggle is there with Teddy Long, and Vicky comes running in and says that she wants an actual match with Caitlyn tonight. And so Teddy Long was like, all right, fine, whatever. And Vicky looked like, all right, I'm getting what I wanted. Which doesn't make any sense at all, because Vicky can't wrestle and Caitlyn is on NXT. But whatever. They cut now to Nexus, and Nexus is in the back beating up Rey Mysterio. You don't get to see them actually attack Rey Mysterio, but you see, you know, Rey Mysterio laid out and them kind of taking off. So you see that he has been beaten up. So, let's see. We got MVP versus Cody Rhodes versus Drew McIntyre in a triple threat for the number one contendership to the Intercontinental title. Well, of course, they just split up Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre, so those two guys were kind of battling it out back and forth. MVP gets in the middle, and they both decide they need to work together to get rid of MVP. So they beat up on MVP for a long time. They end up turning on each other, and MVP is able to throw Cody Rhodes out of the ring, hits the boot on Drew McIntyre, and gets the pin. So MVP ends up getting the Intercontinental title shot, so... You know, hopefully they do something with, you know, MVP. I think he's a wasted talent. Wasted. Not a waste of, but, well, I mean, kind of. I guess you could make that argument as well. But, I mean, he has talent. And he's very good at what he does. And he just hasn't been given very many opportunities. Dolph Ziggler has shown that he can have some really good matches, although they were matches with Daniel Bryan. So maybe Daniel Bryan had something to do with it more than Dolph Ziggler, but I think Dolph Ziggler really shined in those. And they're going to have MVP versus Dolph Ziggler, and I think they're going to, you know, really have a chance to you know, put together some great matches. So I'm looking forward to what happens with those guys. We had Vicky versus Caitlin, and this was just the... Caitlin stomps on Vicky, and Vicky acts like she's going to throw up, and she kind of cowers in the corner, and Caitlin beats her up, and, you know, Caitlin is trying to stomp on her, and Vicky grabs her foot and kind of flips her over and folds her in half, pins her, and tries to get her feet up on the ropes, but just can't quite pull it off, but the referee counts, and Vicky wins by pinfall. And this was just, this was terrible. This was terrible. And then that was it. That was it. She didn't, like, fire Caitlyn. She didn't, you know, say that someone else is going to be, you know, her new trainer or whatever. It's just like, that was it. They just had this really terrible match. So that was the one really kind of terrible part on the show. We had MVP in the back talking to Caval, and Nexus just kind of jumped on him, overpowered him, beat the crap out of him, stomped him. And then just left. Just left them laying there. So those guys not involved in the main event match like Rey Mysterio earlier, but just kind of going along with that idea of them just kind of roaming around, taking people out because they are the Nexus. We had Chris Masters versus Tyler Rex. They had just a fine little match. Chris Masters didn't really get to do a whole lot, but Tyler Rex got to show off, and... you know, he came across as a star in this match. I mean, Tyler Rex, for somebody that nobody cared about, nobody knew who he was a couple months ago, you know, they actually allowed him to look like a big deal in this match, which is what he needs if they're going to keep doing stuff with him. I just kind of wish they had done it a little bit more before the last pay-per-view, but what are you going to do? And then finally, our main event of the night, Nexus versus Edge. Kofi Kingston they had in place of Rey Mysterio. Alberto Del Rio, Big Show, and Kane. Now, some people are wondering, why would they take out Rey Mysterio? Why would they have Kofi Kingston in there instead? Well, Rey Mysterio still has that inner ear infection, and so he's not supposed to take any big bumps. That's why also earlier when they beat him up, you didn't really see them beat him up. You just saw him laid out and them walking away, and you could tell that they had beat him up. So that's the deal with Rey Mysterio. So anyway, they basically had... Kofi Kingston do a really good job of, you know, just showing that he deserved to be in there and taking out a bunch of Nexus guys. They had Big Show at one point hit the ropes, and Alberto Del Rio was standing on the apron and got slingshotted off to the outside. And so he got pissed, and Del Rio just left in the middle of the match. So even though it's one of those things, I always hate when they make these random teams where you have faces and heels, and they have to work together on a team, because why would the heel do that? And they've done a good job with Del Rio where, you know, even though he had to work with Rey Mysterio in the last pay-per-view and working up to it, he would still attack him. He would still get into the cheap shots if he could. And here, supposed to be working with these guys, but he doesn't care. He just, you know, whatever, so he just leaves. And I was fine with that. But eventually they got the hot tag to Kane. Kane got in, went wild, was going for the choke slam. And Big Show, like, cleared everybody out of the ring, but Kane, you know, didn't like being overshadowed here, so he grabbed Big Show, hit him with the chokeslam, and then grabbed Otunga, and was going to chokeslam him, but Edge did a blind tag, got himself in, and Kane had this look, you know, looking at Edge like, oh, he was so pissed off about this. So Kane tries to grab Edge to do the chokeslam, but Edge reverses, gets out, hits him with the spear, knocks him out, then turns on Otunga, hits him with the spear, and gets the pin. So your team there, Edge, Kane, Kofi Kingston, Big Show, Alberto Del Rio, they get the win. But they you know, peppered all this other stuff in there. Del Rio got pissed and left. Big Show and Kane had a confrontation. Edge and Kane, who are going to be the you know, the go-to match here at the next pay-per-view, you know, Edge going for Kane's title, those two guys, and if their feud lasts or whatever, they at least had that stuff peppered in there between those guys. So they had enough stuff in there that even though I kind of hate these big group matches, and they've done so many of them lately, they worked storyline stuff into it. And so, therefore, I was a lot happier with it. You know, I thought it came across really well on TV. It was a fun match, and it just topped off. You know, like I said, it was a good show all the way around. So, all right, guys, my voice is just dying here. My throat feels like sandpaper in the desert with a hot wind, fresh out of a microwave, covered in broken glass. I don't even know how to explain it. So I'm going to wrap it up for now. I want to thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check out tomorrow. We will have the Wrestling Radio taking a look at tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. Also, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to stop by our message board at lockerroomhq.com. Find the wrestling forum, or you can call our voicemail line 217-953-4025, or you can send me an email dirt@popculturenetwork.com. Again, thanks for listening, everybody, and I'll talk to you next time.
Da 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 da. It's the one and only Deagle Double G. Da 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 da. You know I'm mobbing with it. Top dog by the mall, yeah, I'm burning it up. DPGC, you should be turning it up. CBT, LBC, yeah, we cooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Cause homies, little homies, yeah, they giving it up. Whole lot, yo lot, what we living it up.